Most learners will say instead of sir, will say a sir or a ter, as most of them do anyway at the moment, but it would just be legitimate then.
There must, on the other hand, be students who will want to speak English the way that they perceive it to be spoken in Britain or America. And so what would you say to them?
Well, I'd say, first of all, I'd want to explain the facts to them, the fact that they are the majority, that the non-native speakers of English are the majority. And having explained that, and also the fact that they're much more able to express themselves, who they really are, their identity, in English, if they keep something of their background, of their mother tongue, I would then say that we can't patronise learners, that if learners still want to learn to speak as closely as possible to a native speaker, say a British or American English, it's their choice. And the important thing is to give learners choices so that they can make up their own mind what it is they want to do.
Well, Dr. Jenkins, thank you for talking to me about that. It'll be interesting to see how far things change.